Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Metalworks is the stop for deals on pre-engineered metal buildings, pole barn kits, and all metal building components. Financing is available. Southern Metalworks, Highway 51, Southeast Bogachitta. Call 601-734-3999.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What? What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about!
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
It must be Saturday morning. I can't think of any other reason why we'd play that crazy music. I like it. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk. My name is Buddy. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock. Buddy Slowick, S-L-O-W-I-K is how you spell that last name. Just like that coach at the Houston.
And the offensive coordinator.
Bobby, yeah. He's an offensive coordinator. Bobby Slowick.
Sling it.
Yeah, he can do. He
knows
he,
how to throw it around.
He's gonna be a big time sometime in the future. But at any rate,
you can take credit for that.
Yeah, there you go. I could say he's my cousin, but I doubt it. Hey, this is the Handyman Show, and we try to make your home just a better place to live, and we try all sorts of different ways to do that. Coming up at 10:30, we've got John Merrill with Amada Senior Care is going to be on the phone with us and talk about what it takes to get involved with senior care, and we'll talk about a whole bunch of stuff that has to do with his business. So we'll discuss that with him when he gets here. But until then, we're going to talk about outsourcing. You know, that was a big deal a long time ago. We'll talk about that a little more. We're going to talk about older cabinets, too, and things you can do to clean those. And we'll talk about transoms. You know what a transom is? Well, we're going to talk about those and tell you exactly what transoms and side lights, and they're all part of a front door system, basically. Transoms really can be put anywhere, inside, outside. It doesn't matter where, but we'll talk about what they are and shapes and all that sort of thing. And any questions you might have, hey, text them to us at our C Spire text line is 601-879-4395. And if you'd like to call, do so. We want to hear from you at 888-808-8637. Super Talk Mississippi is who we are at the Build Mississippi Studios. Great organization, Build Mississippi. We'll talk more about them a little bit later. As a matter of fact, Brent Bean, the president of the association, can be with us next week in the studio, and we'll talk a lot more about what Build Mississippi is all about. So, all right. Well, outsourcing was kind of like a decade or two decades ago. It was something that we thought really was the thing to do to really keep costs down and to keep, you know, to keep the economy healthy and whatnot. So we outsourced a lot of things. Well, what that did is it took a lot of great American jobs away, and we started buying products from other countries, and the products just were inferior to a lot of the American-made products. So I'm not sure outsourcing worked as well as it should have, because we're now just about turning that around, where we're trying to bring the work back into the United States, build these factories, and have the people that can man these factories and build, have better products to begin with, products that are not inundated with contaminants, so to speak. And that goes for everywhere from metal down to plywood down to, I don't care, just even the glasses you use can be made inferior, and it's all part of that. Yeah, Lance?
Oh, no, I was just going to add to it. It's been really good for the host economies.
Yeah.
That took the jobs and the manufacturing.
Oh, for sure.
It's been really good for them.
Yeah.
And not so good for if we build stuff that they want it.
Right.
There's a great trade imbalance out there. We know. We've heard about it for years.
Years and years.
And there's a direct correlation, Buddy, to the debt that we continue to float.
Right.
Versus the manufacturing health of this country.
Sure.
So those two are intrinsically tied together. We don't talk about that much, but right. the more we build things here that the rest of the world, including Americans, want,
right.
The better our economy becomes, and you have less of this inflation, you have less of need and demand to borrow money, and you actually sell things to the world rather than buying junk from the world.
Which I think is really the way we need to go as far as, and I think we're headed in that direction.
We're getting
really
back. Yeah. They're trying hard. There's been many a policy that has shifted that over the last 30 years to not only, say, Mexico and China, but many other places. And hopefully we'll see some of those come back profitably,
right?
Where they can come back here, operate, hire Americans, augment workforce with experts and skilled labor from other countries, as we used to do, and not depend on so much import. And we've gotten real good at screwing stuff together here.
Yeah.
But most all those, and I had this argument with somebody on the text line about a month ago.
Like, oh,
well, it said made in the USA. I said, well, that's how we say that. But
yeah.
It's really a lot it's really assembled in the USA, made elsewhere.
Right.
And it would be great for us to get back to doing the things that made this country great. And
sure, because we make better products than what we can import.
That's not even debatable.
That's true.
It's not. It was before we started seeing the shift. Shifting away, definitely had the highest quality items. You could have a mower for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't work too well if you want to have a mower every year.
Yeah,
these things. But yeah, America made great products. Cars.
Yeah.
You can even see cars from the 50s.
I love
in the 60s, still today,
that
run just as well because somebody took care of them.
They did.
They knew the basic maintenance and maybe some of the things that you have to do to take care of a quality item.
It's amazing that if you have something mechanical like an automobile or a vehicle of any kind, and you do take proper care of it, that all of a sudden its lifespan gets so long and extends so far. And it's just a matter of care.
And there are many products out there that are likely better than the combustible engine and things that America could lead the future in developing these technologies that are more efficient. More capable of us owning kind of the we did it, not you mindset.
Yeah.
There's a lot to that, being first to something and it being profitable.
Yep.
America's going to get back to that at some point.
I think we are too.
Mississippi and people like that are so important. The state has made such a great investment. Build Mississippi is a conduit for that.
It is.
And it is, as I talk to people like Empower, which are huge in the educational and workforce development side, you know, these are things that are happening here, and take advantage of them if you have kids out there or grandkids that are looking for a future. They're 14, 15. And
well, it's begun to trickle down now into even the school systems where people are beginning to understand that this is going to be the new way to do things. That's right here in America, to do things properly, to build factories and to have people that can understand how to work in those factories. And as you said, that's what Build Mississippi is all about. And all of the organizations that they're involved with do that.
I think it's one of the most amazing things to talk to people that think in that way.
Yeah.
That think in the way of, hey, Mississippi has an opportunity to lead in manufacturing and building and doing things like that. But we have to build that workforce that is skilled and can do that. We're getting there.
We're getting there, and we are slowly building it, and because we have turned the corner where we're beginning to think in the right direction. We're understanding how we should do these things, and that's very, very important. So I really think it make a big difference in our future, and I think we'll be happier in the end. You know, and it might be a little more costly. It might be costly to get there. It might cost us a little more just to step into that situation, because building all these factories and all, I ride through Rankin County a lot, and the dirt that's being turned and the heavy-duty equipment that's moving all, getting ready to build these immense commercial buildings, and what they're for, who knows, but they'll be all occupied by something. It's amazing. And that's all part of us getting ready for the future in Mississippi, and I think we will.
They keep announcing big projects, things that are going to require energy, going to require raw materials, going to require labor, going to require patience, as you said, because sometimes when you build the world, and you decide, hey, maybe we want to get back to building here.
Sure.
There's going to be a little cost of growth there. There's going to be a little uncomfort.
Yeah.
But you have to deal with those things. Like any, it's learning. There's right. always the uncomfort of learning something or hitting your thumb with a hammer.
Yeah.
But you learn from that, and you hope not to make that mistake again.
Hopefully you learn from that.
Yeah, hopefully you learn and don't make the mistakes again. And
yeah.
We made, as a somebody who studied this, there was a big push, you know, to get stuff out of here.
Sure.
And that was a mistake in the long run. It
right.
may have been great for the short run, but it
right.
has been costly in the long run, and it's going to cost a little patience and things of that nature
to get it back.
But once we do, hopefully we learned our lesson from hitting our thumb with a hammer.
And that's where it all began.
It
that's right. Hammer's a dangerous little tool. Be careful with it. All right. But yeah, that's definitely, I wanted to just bring that out a little bit. I thought that was a very important topic. A lot of people are living in older homes. Their floors maybe in that older home may be covered with carpet or rolled vinyl or tile or maybe even, you know, linoleum. And a lot of people are beginning to realize that to remove all this flooring on top of what exists flooring, a lot of people are finding heart pine flooring underneath. And yes, it does need some work. It needs to be refinished and restained and repainted, whatever you're going to do to it. But it makes a gorgeous, gorgeous floor. So a lot of people under the floor that they walk on and they live on every day is really a gorgeous floor. But you'll find it more in older homes than you would in newer homes. In newer homes, they just didn't put the new homes. Nowadays, you'll find heart pine floor after it's been recycled and refurbished somewhere else and then put into your house. But on older homes, it just exists in those, and it can really add so much character when you find one of those floors and really do a job and get it properly finished. There are plenty of wood finishing people out there who will come into your house with drum sanders and edge sanders and do the things properly, where you will have your floor just as clean as, and they'll clean it and they'll vacuum it up, and then they stain it, and then they'll actually put a number of coats of top finish on there, and it is very durable and looks very, very good. It looks so much better than what the, you know, linoleum or roll vinyl or whatever was on there to begin with can look like. So it helps a whole lot just to do that. So you might start looking under your old, you know, go in the closet somewhere, go somewhere where there's not a lot of traffic, a lot of vision, people walking. Just start looking at some of the layers of the floor that you have. You may just have one, but you may also have multiple layers of floor, because each time people put down a new floor, a lot of times they don't take up the old floor. They just leave it and just go over it. And that's what happened when they built older homes. They had this beautiful heart pine flooring, and a lot of times, instead of putting it back to its like new condition, they would just cover it with something, whether it be carpet or vinyl or whatever, and it just wouldn't look the same. It just wouldn't look nearly as good. So I like heart pine flooring. I think it looks great. Now, that doesn't mean that every floor that you have in older homes is going to have a heart pine flooring underneath it. It may just have some boards that are maybe a mixture of pine and a mixture of a whole bunch of other things. They still can be made to look pretty good. Now, some of those will need to have a underlayment put on top of those, and then they'll have a flooring put on top of that. You may have to do that in some cases, but not in every case. Not in every case. It works really well just to take the old carpet and old flooring up and really, really make it look as good as you can. And the same is true with cabinets. You can look at cabinets, and cabinets can get, some look old and they just don't get cleaned enough. They really don't. And cleaning cabinets, as long as the cabinet is a wooden cabinet, it doesn't matter. With wooden cabinets, you use like 4-0 steel wool, lemon oil, and you just rub the whole thing down with 4-0 steel wool and the lemon oil. And you rub it just all the way through and wipe it down with a rag best you can. Now, older cabinets have like lip mold on them. And that lip mold goes around a piece of plywood to make the door look very attractive. And it does look very nice. However, that lip mold has a lot of grooves in it. And sometimes those grooves can be very hard to clean out. Well, it's time to actually go at them with maybe a toothbrush or maybe a toothpick. You know, those things help very much clean out the grooves in lip mold, very much so. But any kind of wooden cabinet that has a wood finish on it, whether it's painted or stained or anything at all, a lemon oil, forward steel wool, and a rag will really do the job and make them look as good as they did the day they were installed. And that's the way they're supposed to look. Look like they belong, you know, and that's just definitely what you want to do. Make it look as good as you can. And who knows? Lance, can you tell us, what's the weather going to do today?
It's not going to be freezing. I hope, at least.
Tell me about 2 o'clock, what's it going to be like? Here's the story. Here's the story. My son's one of those people that believe that cleaning a house means pressure washing it. And I'm totally against pressure washing a house. So I'm going out to his house, and this afternoon I'm going to use my Joe Max, my garden sprayer, and spray it on, get rid of and clean his house the way it should be. But not if it's freezing cold.
Partly sunny, high near 51 degrees.
I can deal with
calm wind.
I can deal with all.
Now, the clouds will be increasing as we near the evening with a low around 33 degrees and a north wind be about 5 miles an hour. Get it done before dark.
No, I'm leaving from here to there, and we're going to have lunch, and I'm going to work.
Don't have a long lunch.
And then, and I'm not doing this entire house. It's just the back of it, just as a little patio alcove area that's really nasty, but I'm going to clean it up for him. And
tomorrow, showers likely, mainly afternoon. So you're done.
I'm staying in the house. I'll be home tomorrow. I'm staying in the house all day long. I won't be going much anywhere tomorrow, so let it rain.
Perfect day to rain, then. Yeah, got to get your work done today.
It might be a little cool, but hey, I've got the clothes for it, and somehow the cool doesn't bother me.
Well, as I was telling you earlier, this is a Boston summer out there today.
It really is. It's like
nice.
Like many nights when this past week when it got really, really cold out, my golden retriever would go out at night, and she'd sit in the middle of the yard. Way out in the backyard, and I'd sit in the middle of the yard out there with her, and I don't care how cold it was. I'd be dressed for it and just love sitting out there with her and just look around and look at the woods, and it's so nice. That's what we did up north. It doesn't bother us at all.
I like it. I sit out, and the only thing I didn't have on the other night when it was like 17 were my waders. I think everything else I owned, I did have it on, though.
Well, I got to admit, most times when I'm walking around the house, I wear sweats, but when I'm going to go out in a night like that, mm-hmm. 2 pair of sweats.
I'm definitely layering up.
Yeah, 2 pair of sweats. But that's the way that goes. All right, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Coming up next, John Merrill is going to be on the phone with us from Amada Senior Care, and we're going to talk to John about what Amada is all about. So don't you go away. Be right back, buddy. Slowick right here.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows
live and on demand.
Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app.
The Super Talk Mississippi app.
Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now
for free.
Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
fish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Proud to be celebrating our 45th anniversary. Voted the best catfish, cornbread, and sweet tea in Mississippi. And don't forget the greens and coleslaw, too. Introducing our new entree, fried and grilled shrimp. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Get ready, Greater Jackson area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for 2 big days only at the Mississippi Coliseum. Show hours Saturday 9 till 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealers' tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and related items. Hunters and collectors, the big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for kids ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, this weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5 at the Mississippi Coliseum. Take the High Street exit off I-55 and follow the signs. Exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the door prize. See you this weekend at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick, GMC, or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
During tax.
You keep on, man.
It's hard to step on little feet.
It's hard to step on little feet, is right. All right. Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi, the Building Mississippi Studios. My guest this segment is John Merrill with Amada Senior Care. Good morning, John.
Good morning, buddy. That sounded like you singing. Sounded just like your voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. If anything sounds like my singing, that's really good. But at any rate, it's great to have you on board, John. And I just came up with a question today that I know that you don't deal with it a lot, but I think you understand it, so I want to throw my question at you.
Okay.
All right. It has to do with lawn care term insurance. We talk about that a lot, and I know you don't sell it, and I know that you but you do understand it more thoroughly.
Yes,
and we've talked about it a lot here in the year, you and I, about long-term care insurance. But I've never really asked you or had you offer a suggestion as to when should people get involved with long-term insurance and how would they do that and how would they go about it? I mean, should they do it in their 50s? Should they do it in their 40s? Should they do it because they're caring about their parents? You know, I'm not sure how that's handled.
That's a great question, and I've thought about it myself. Usually, I think it's people in their 50s, 60s, when you're healthy, that's the key. You've got to be pretty healthy to get it. And, you know, because underwriters are not going to allow it if you have a disease process going on. But that's usually when people do it, when people are planning for their retirement and they're talking to their wealth advisors or their banker, or, you know, they can go to, there's several companies that sell all these products and don't necessarily have to be a wealth manager.
Right.
But, yeah, it's part of your retirement. It's like you're putting in your 401k or your retirement account. People use these products as a hedge or a risk sharing type device to make sure that down the road when they do need care, they're not having to dip into their savings and lose that money, you know, through cost of care. So That is a great question. And, you know, that's something I ask every day. Should I get more? And everybody needs life insurance while you're, you have a family, you know, that if something happens to you, you want to take care of them.
Sure.
Same time, look at long-term care insurance, and they can combine those two products together. I've seen that out there. Very effective way to protect your family and your assets.
It's kind of mysterious because we really don't know whether we're ever going to need long-term care insurance or not. But if we don't have it and we need it, oh gosh, it's terrible.
Think about it like your home insurance. You know, you hopefully never use it,
right?
But boy, if you need it, thank goodness it's there. And a lot of people look at this, they get, you know, the first thing I hear when I'm talking to families around the kitchen table, I paid so much into this, I'm ready to get it out. And that just seems to be everybody's thought process on it. Yes, you do pay a lot of money over the years, and a lot of them have policies over 20 years old, and they're going, man, I put in tens of thousands of dollars. And they do make the process for making a claim pretty frustrating for families, and that's when they call me, and, you know, I kind of walk them step by step how to approach it. And, you know, number one, make sure they seem to be qualified.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you have to have a need for someone to help you with your activities of daily living, things like showering and transferring, getting out of in and out of bed or out of a chair, or dressing yourself. You need help getting dressed in the morning.
Yeah,
and then, of course, toileting and, you know, feeding oneself. You know, those are the main things in those contracts. And these are contracts. They're business contracts, believe it or not. Some people think it's a healthcare product. It really isn't. It's considered a business contract.
Huh.
And the other thing I don't want to leave out is cognitive impairment. You know, hopefully nobody wants to have dementia, a form of dementia. But as, you know, families approach me, say, you know, mom's being diagnosed with this. And that qualifies when they need supervision. At a certain point, they'll qualify for these policies. So that's stuff we talk about around the kitchen table, and love to help anybody kind of plan for the future. You know, I meet with people my age. I'm in my 50s, and they're my peers and people I went to school with. I meet with them and say, look, we got to get a strategy. And you and I have talked about that. You have to have a plan. What happens if something happens to mom or dad? Okay, do you know what hospital you want to use? Do you know what happens after the hospital? Again, I see it all the time. People go in the hospital today, and they're going, wow, they're sending us home tomorrow. And they're just shocked.
Yeah,
and really. So I want everybody to just realize the hospitals have to discharge pretty fast. It's just the new guidelines. And be ready and know what your options are where you live. Nursing homes provide skilled care that help you get rehab. We have a plethora of them up here in central Mississippi as well as the coast. And you just want to know which ones you prefer to go to, and don't hesitate to go tour them. They love to show you off their facilities, and, you know, a lot of them are really upbeat, trying to get people healthy and go home. And, you know, that's the thing that most people don't realize is they think a nursing home is where you go and stay the rest of your life. Well, that's not the case for the most part now. People go in for 2 or 3 weeks or however long it takes them to get back where they can be independent at home. And, you know, it's just something for families to consider instead of, you know, kind of go home, and, you know, sometimes that works.
Yeah,
Home help, and they can rehab you there, but sometimes you need that intense therapy, and those facilities provide that. And I just want people to be aware, get your game plan together, and part of it is understanding when these long-term care insurance policies can help and be a benefit to you.
Yeah, I think there's a lack of understanding across the board about long-term care insurance. I mean, people do an awful lot to prepare for their later life when they may retire or when they, you know, whatever the reason. And not enough people get involved in getting the insurance that may cover problems in their life, which are going to occur. Some may be major and some may be minor, and you're able to handle the minor ones without any problem. But major problems like a health situation, it can be very, very expensive.
Absolutely. And it's getting more expensive every year. Just since I'm doing this, this is my 11th year, it's crazy how expensive things have gotten.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to relook at your policy and make sure you have enough coverage. There's a lot of policies sold over the years that were like $100 a day, which at the time was very reasonable.
Right.
Now $100 doesn't get you too far. So it may be time to kind of revisit that and see if you can up your daily or make sure you have a inflation rider on it, so it kind of grows as inflation goes. It'll grow, you know, 3 to 5% a year, and that adds up over time. And I've seen a lot of policies where that really was a great business call when they bought the policies. It kind of goes, keeps up with the times.
And yeah. Well, that's so, is that a lot of what you do, is you'll review like a long-term care policy before people will get into it to file a claim and help them understand? And really, and is that the better way to do it?
That is. I want people to understand the terminology and what to focus on, because a lot of times people may remember when the financial advisor coached them on it, they may have heard some things like, if you ever go to the hospital, you can use this to go home with. Well,
yeah.
That at that time, it was really a concise sales pitch. And the truth is, there's very specific guidelines. Like I mentioned, the ADLs, the need for help. You have to understand when it can be used and if you qualify, because it is a long process. You'd hate to do all that and at the end of the day get denied because you're not qualified. And it could be as simple as, yes, you may have a broken hip, but you went home and you want to use your policy, but you're going to be better. You're going to be fully independent.
Yes.
In 3 or 4, maybe 6 weeks. Well, that's not considered long-term care. It's anything over, you're going to need the system another for greater than 9 days. It's a general guideline, but it really means it's going to be a long-term event. Or I guess it's, your health is going to be bad for longer than 90 days. So
yeah,
it's just understanding and where. When to use it?
Well, let's turn the page a little bit and talk a little bit about Amada and your employees and people who work for Amada. They're not 1099 employees that will come to a home and take care of business, and then all of a sudden the responsibility of what they do in your house leans on the homeowner, doesn't lean on the Amada or this company that is involved with that.
That's correct.
So
yeah, and just to kind of back up, my business is we provide caregivers in the home. That's primary.
Right.
I've kind of helped families with the long-term care and focused on that because I saw the need. And it's a good value add to my proposition of having caregivers that go in the home and help you with your activities of daily living, help you around the house, or if you need errands run, or you need assistance to shower safely, light housekeeping. Just anything that a family member would do. We're non-medical, so we don't have the skilled care.
Right.
We do have some very talented caregivers that are really, really in tune to, for example, if somebody has cognitive impairment or dementia, we have caregivers that really understand that disease and they know how to redirect. They understand that, you know, there's a whole different way to assist somebody when they have cognitive impairment because, frankly, you can't be defiant. You can't say no. There's just certain things you can't do with people with dementia.
Yeah.
And our caregivers understand that. They have a lot of experience. And that's what we try to identify when we interview caregivers. Tell me your life experiences and where have you trained. And a lot of them have great experience in memory care units or nursing homes or hospitals. And we try to, you know, recruit those and get them on our team and say, look, we're going to put you with a wonderful family. Your skill set is going to be a big value, and the family's going to really support you. And it's a great environment. You know, they can work at nursing homes, and I love that because we need them. But they're taking care of anywhere from 10 to 20 plus residents at any one time. It's real stressful.
Yeah.
But with us, it could be a one-on-two or one-on-one care, and it's in a home environment, or it can be in the hospital overnight, things like that. But it's really a way to connect with your client or your family member. And really, I love the feedback from caregivers and the families.
Yeah, to build that association. It's more than just somebody coming in and helping you, but it's just somebody you know and you've built an association with.
That's it. And, you know, I love hearing people tell me, John, I wish I'd have done this 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I just encourage people, think about it. And yes, it is somebody coming to your home. It's a new person, but we do introductions. I don't send people to somebody's home without a proper introduction, and really history, what the family needs. And then we sit down and talk with the family and give the family a chance to, you know, say, John, I think that person will be a good fit for our family.
Sure.
Or let's try somebody else for whatever reason. We just want to make the family comfortable with caregivers that we provide.
Yeah.
And, you know, we back them up. And like you said, they're our employee. We're all team members together. They're not 1099s or contract workers, as some people put out there. But, you know, they're our employee, and we manage them and back them up. You know, my caregivers have life issues just like everybody else, and we're happy to support their life, and we'll go replace them or have somebody come in and step in while they take care of family business. And I think our caregivers appreciate that.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure.
They are very important to us. And absolutely the most important part of our business.
All of you caregivers, there's the ability to work different hours, and there's also ability to work full-time. Is that true?
It is. We have all different type cases. Usually our minimum hours is 30 hours a week for a family, and that's just to keep consistency. I learned early on, if you try to do, you know, less than that, the caregiver is going to look for more hours, and they're going to end up leaving us. And the families, once they get comfortable with somebody turn around and leave, you know, it's kind of it's stressful on everybody. So we just encourage families to kind of look at your needs and let's try to provide a full-time or at least 30 hours of caregivers. So it's worth their effort. And they'll want to come to work.
Yeah.
And that's the key. Instead of having to bounce from client to client, that's not always a good thing to have happen.
Yeah, no, for sure it's not. But you are always looking for qualified people to get on board with your company.
Absolutely. I'm looking right now. We really have a lot of families in need, and they're very patient. But, you know, I need caregivers that are skilled and want to go and help these families and be part of my team. So please reach out to me. On the coast, too, we're both areas, we're growing. And I try not to grow too fast. I want to match up the caregivers. You know, I'm not just, it's not a numbers thing. It's a quality.
Yeah.
I want the caregivers to let us get to know you, and you get to know us as a team and want to be part of it, and then get to meet the family that we introduce you to. And I think that's important for us to take that at a, you know, we want to get there for the families as soon as possible, but we don't want to rush anything.
Sure.
And I think caregivers appreciate that. They're not just getting thrown out there. But
anybody that may be a retired nurse or in the profession and really is kind of retired and at home and kind of wants to get involved in really helping people more, they should get in touch with you and be more involved.
Yes.
And that would be helpful for them and helpful for you. John, I got a short break coming up. Can you stick with us just a little bit more?
Yes, sir. Sure will.
All right. We're going to take a short break. John Merrill with Amala Senior Care is with us and is going to stick with us for a little while. This is Buddy Slowick, the Handyman Show, right here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
I Love the 90s Tour is back, featuring Vanilla Ice, Young MC, and CNC Music Factory, featuring Freedom Williams. It's the return of the I Love the 90s Tour, Saturday, April 12th, at Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. Tickets on sale now at pearlriverresort.com.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Don't miss the College Football Fix, driven by Ford.
Miles an hour.
I'm Rex.
Working from one end to the other, and all points in between. Took a dive to Mississippi. Well, muddy water turned to wine. Mississippi.
time. I don't want to, but I got to. All right, done with John Merrill with Amada Senior Care. John, back with us. John, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Good to have you.
I'm here.
Anything that we need to know about Amada Senior Care that we don't? I know that you recently, in the last few months, have gotten involved with the VA down on the coast, and I don't know how that's going up here. Do you have any word on that?
Yes, I'm accredited on the coast, just on the Hancock County, all the coastal counties with VA there. So we're handling VA and trying to guide them through their system. So anybody that is interested, please contact me. And I need to get up some numbers. The number down there to call is 228-216-2448. And we've just recently moved our office in Bay St. Louis, so we have a great location right next to the hospital there in Bay St. Louis. So it's easy to find us. Right. Please just reach out to us for if you're interested as a caregiver as well on the coast. And up in Jackson, you know, we're always looking for talent as well. And that number is 601-864-3752. But in Jackson, you know, we're still helping people with long-term care insurance, and I'd love to sit around the kitchen table and let's talk about your policy. Or, you know, if it's private pay, we can discuss how that works, and easy to work with, and we'll try to get you a good match with a caregiver.
Well, good. Well, good. Well, I appreciate the time you spent with us. I wanted to make sure that we got your phone numbers out there. And how do people, like, let's say people want to go on the internet. Is there a way they can do that?
Say it again.
On the web, on the internet, if they want to find out about Amada.
I have web. I do. It's Amada Jackson. So just Google me, and I've got Amada Jackson. I've got one on the coast as well. And it's Gulfport, Hattiesburg is Amada down there. So we've got a lot of information on there. It gets into details. And if you can always email me, it's john.m@AmadaSeniorCare, and I can send you information via email. Or just call us, and they can get information to you. We've got.
All right, and if you will, one more time, give out those phone numbers, because now the people are ready to write them down.
Okay. It's 228-216-2448, and Andrea is our point person down there. She's wonderful. And up in Jackson, we've got 601-864-3752, and Michelle is our point person up here. So they're, take your information and get them to me, and we'll set up a time to come visit.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time you spend with us, and I wish
you
nothing
so
but.
Thank you so much for supporting me.
Oh man, it's great, great to have you on board. It really is, and talk about things that are really necessary for a lot of people in the future and a lot of people right now. So, thank you very much, John. I appreciate you being here. Amada Senior Care.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
You too. All right. Amada Senior Care, great company, really is, and pretty much all the companies that sponsor you on this Handyman Show really have their act together, and they take care of their employees. They know what they're doing, and their employees will in turn take care of you with whatever it is they do.
I spent a long time in finance dealing with issues in which John and his expertise are vital to folks in that age and with the questions, because insurance and finance and many things use terminology that's, I don't know if they design it to be complicated, but it is complicated for folks that don't work in it every day.
Indeed.
And the things he was talking about, inflation riders and such on the annuities, very important to know what you're getting up front, not after you've purchased it.
Right.
But before you do that, because the benefits you're paying for, you're buying them up front.
Right.
And things don't change in a contract, as he said, it's a business contract.
Right.
Once you've signed that, that's what your benefits are. So if you ever have questions, even after, say, talking with your financial advisor, they may have a product that works perfect. But yet again, dealing with a guy like John, whose heart is in the right place, the experience is there, and has the business to say, hey, we look at this stuff every day. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to run across a better person than John Merrill.
Yeah.
He cares. And well, I'm saying, so he'll look at this stuff for you before you do it. He ain't making any money on it. He's just trying to make you understand, help you understand, what are you buying? So in the event something does happen down the road, this is covering you for that.
Right.
And it's so important to do that up front, not after the fact.
That's what I was going to ask you about whether it would be behoove you to have John take a look at a product before you purchase it.
Before anything you do when it comes to health, retirement, annuities, those things. Because again, he has no dog in the race other than you and your satisfaction with what you're buying.
Right.
So that's a good second opinion. It's like taking your car. you go to your normal mechanic, and they're great. But maybe sometimes they may not see something because they're real busy. Or it may, you know, may not know you as well as, say, a John does in the exact situation that you're going to be faced with in the future. So it's always good to get that second opinion, especially when you're buying something as significant as long-term care or health insurance, life insurance, and those things, because they can be very complicated.
Yep.
And again, I don't think, I know there's so many great professionals in that industry that sell those products. It's not in any way taking a stab at them, but they also may not know you as well as you know yourself.
And some of them aren't, don't explain things totally to you.
It's the language you're used to talking. If you and I talk in construction terminology every day, if we go talk to somebody about making a pizza in the words we use, they may not get it. Even though our heart's in the right place, it may be just it's almost a language gap.
Yeah.
A professional language gap.
Yeah. And you're right. Insurance policies and financial situations, all the legal terms, are so, one word can make such a big difference.
They can, and they do indeed make a huge difference. And again, it's like I said, I don't think that they're trying to stump you.
Right.
It's just the way the words apply in that industry may not be something you're used to seeing in everyday life. John's seen it 1,000 times, and he can help you with that.
I appreciate it. Lance, great information. Thank you for that.
I want to say, every time I talk to John, there's not a person you're going to meet on air or in person that is upbeat, positive, knows what he's talking about, and cares. Because this is an industry, you better care about the people that not only you're taking care of, but those that work for you.
Right.
Because there is that, there's a connection there. If you don't take care of your employees, they probably aren't taking care of the people that you need to be taking care of. Exactly. So, again, I can't say enough about John and the work they do.
He does a great job. All right, hey, let me take a minute here and tell you about Atlas Foundation Repair. Atlas Foundation Repair is a company that comes out to your living situation and may correct problems with your foundation if you have them. And it can, and Tony Arpino is Atlas Foundation Repair, and his company can come out there with small vehicles, not large trucks, not a lot of dirt and a lot of concrete, no concrete whatsoever. Two men can work in a day and a half at most and get things done. You call them at 800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. That's Tony Arpino at Atlas Foundation, and he will come to your place of business or place of where you live and look at your foundation and give you recommendations as what could be done and what should be done. Not only that, but he can also answer some of those questions with text pictures on the phone. Without making a trip to your house, he can give you an idea of what needs to be done to take care of that proper. So you call him, 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. Appreciate the sponsorship of this Handyman Show. We're coming up to some national news from Fox, and we'll do local news as well. After that, we've got a music segment coming your way here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick, the Build Mississippi Studios. Super Talk. Be right back.
In a world full of noise,
devastating the latest news,
finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
We've seen...
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. Got a music segment coming up, but Bubba in Starkville has been sending us a text, a bunch of exterior doors, and I want to take some time and talk about that, but I think I'm going to wait until after the music segment. So, Bubba, if you can stick around and hear it, then we'll talk about it. If not, well, somehow you can get it later on. We're available everywhere. We are going to talk about exterior doors, but let's do a music segment first, and we're going to start with this is full of energy, just Huey Lewis in the News, always full of energy. Of course, the song we're going to do is The Power of Love, and if you've seen the movie Back to the Future.
I'm a huge fan of all those movies.
It's amazing. But at any rate, they started in San Francisco in 1985, and they're originally called Huey Lewis and American Express. Well,
probably got sued.
They got a contract with a record company, and the record company said, long before we can put your record out, we're going to have to change your name because American Express is really not going to do very well because they're going to come after us. And so that's when they changed their name to Huey Lewis in the News. And Huey played a lot before that became together. He was playing with, he played with Thin Lizzy, and he played with Elvis Costello. He's a harmonica player, and a very good harmonica player. And he really shows out in a lot of different places. He has played a lot of different music. But after Huey Lewis in the News, where do you go? I mean, you're at the top right then, and that's what they were. The Power of Love. Hey, let's give a listen to The Power of Love. It's a good song. Good song.
Don't take money, don't take fame, don't need no credit.
Those are the News, The Power of Love. Great song, great group. And really, they stopped touring around 2018 and recording and pretty much said, hey, we've done our share. And they really did do their share. They were excellent, excellent. I love listening to Huey Lewis and the News. Always good.
They're amazing. I want to just say I love Huey Lewis, and nobody has as good a chin as he does.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Like, you don't want to get in a fight with him either. You know, that chin. But he was amazing. I mean, to me, just kind of the preppy, upbeat, and crushed everything he did, and then said, all right, we're good.
And he can sing, too. He can sing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wow, amazing, amazing. Well, I grew up in New England and really got in. There was this big New England folk scene up there, and I think I've talked to you about that before. But there's an artist that was from Nashua, New Hampshire, and he moved to Utah, moved to Maine, and now he lives on a farm in Massachusetts. But his name is Ray Lamonte. And he does great, great albums. He's done a number of albums. And his first album, it was done in 2004. And he's done a lot of, he's been his soundtrack, a lot of movies. His songs are in a lot of movies. And you'll see Lamontre everywhere. But
Ray Lamontagne.
Lamontagne. Thank you. Lamontagne. Boy, that's a word I struggle with, I got to tell you. Polish people can't say La Montaigne very well.
That's a French word there.
Yeah. Oh, well. But he does a song called Let It Be Me, which his voice is so unique and just great. I think it really is great. One of those artists that really isn't up in the top 10 and you don't hear about him every day, but it's worth listening to. Ray La Montaigne. Saturday afternoon song. I like listening to that kind of stuff. And Saturday afternoons, I'm in the house by myself, I put on something like that and enjoy. Ray Lamontagne. Very, very good. All right, the next group. Everybody's heard about the next group, and they know a lot of the stories about them, but we're going to tell it anyway. The Allman Brothers Band. They're originally from Jacksonville, Florida, and they moved to Macon, Georgia. And they were comprised of Dwayne Allman, Greg Allman, Dickie Betts, and Oakley, and Trucks. And they all have history. I mean, wow. Of course, Dwayne was killed in a motorcycle accident, and a year later, Oakley, their bass player, was killed in a motorcycle accident at the same place. They really, really... through all their tragedies, the band has suffered and is hurt, and yet somehow they grew. They got bigger and bigger and better and better. And now everybody in the world knows who the Allman Brothers is, and there are a lot of people that are trying to emulate that sound again. But there's just nothing like the original Allman Brothers Band. So let's listen to The Whipping Post. Whipping Post is just a great song, and I think everybody in the world has done a copy of it, but hey, there's nothing like this one. Whipping Post. I'm talking about the Allman Brothers Band is still playing today, but it's the Kids of, and it's amazing. They're still. It's amazing how long have they been around? 50 years, like that. A long darn time.
I remember as a kid going through Vicksburg where they cut the hills out of the dirt, and it had the "We Love You, Duane Allman" carved into it forever. It was there forever.
It sure was. I remember seeing it too. Now that you mention that, I did see that. That's amazing. Well, there's a group called A Band of Wild Horses. And when you look it up, you look up Wild Horses, you'll end up with the Stones doing Wild Horses left and right. And it's hard to find. But there's a band called The Band of Wild Horses. And they are a pretty good band. They did their first album in 1991. And then after, they did a lot of festivals and a lot of playing. And after a while, they broke up. And after a couple of years, they broke up. And then they reunited in 2003. And I got to see them a couple of times. I think one time, maybe twice. I don't know, at least one time, at Thalia Mara Hall, they were playing there, and I got to go and witness them, and very, very, very good group, interesting group, but they do a song called Street Girl, Wild Band of Horses, and it's worth listening to them because they are so good. So let's give a listen to the Band of Wild Horses.
I don't know what happened. It froze up, but we're going to break anyway.
They went away.
All right. Music, no?
Good group. Funny ending, but very
abrupt.
Abrupt ending, but a very good group. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, and we do a music segment every Saturday. And this is the bottom of the segment. We're doing the outtake right now. And my name is Buddy Slowick here at Super Talk, the Bill Mississippi Studios. Be right back. Don't you go away.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. As a native Mississippian, roots mean something to me. Knowing where someone is from, what they stand for, and understanding the measure of their character, that stuff matters. Which is why I trust Farm Bureau with their outstanding customer service teams and competitive rates to provide me with the insurance I need. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Dell Technology.
it get any better than that? I don't know. Just keep on. You keep playing the rest of the rest.
It won't give me but a minute, buddy.
No. Oh, well, we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll it's funny. Will was one day, he's like, you got to keep everything to a minute. And I've always been fairly religious about that. Yeah. There's a couple songs in there that would be like 104. He's like, you got to clean that up. Everything needs to be a minute. And it's so hard, too, because you want that last beat and you want the first beat and you know, to be right.
To play that and not go all the way to the end?
Yeah, yeah. It's tough.
Something wrong with that. Well, all right. Hey, we're going to talk to Bubba a little bit if he's still listening up in from Starkville. He's it sounds like he's remodeling his home, and he's looking about putting some exterior doors in, and he wants the best, but a wood look door or a wood type door. Yes, I do have some suggestions. One, I would order. Or I would think about fiberglass doors. They make fiberglass doors either smooth fiberglass, which is a paint grade, or textured. And they do make textured fiberglass, which does have a stain system available for it. And if the stain system is followed properly and it's stained, it really works very, very well, and it looks very much like a wood door. But the staining has to be done exactly right according to the directions that come with the door. It will tell you exactly how that door should be stained. A fiberglass door won't decay and it won't come apart. It's just a better door all the way around. The elements won't bother it like the wood would. Like the elements will bother wood a great deal, but the elements won't bother that fiberglass hardly at all. Then you get it in what's called a PVC frame or a jam or a, you know, a frame that goes around it. You want that frame to be a non-decaying type frame. They also make a composite frame, which is made up of a composite of material, which is not supposed to absorb moisture. It's a pretty good frame, but I don't think it's quite as good as the PVC frame, which is probably the more expensive but also much better frame. You get a PVC frame and you get PVC casing on your doors, whatever type casing you like, and you can order them that way as well, with PVC both frames and casings, and then the door's fiberglass. And then once that's put in, if it's put in correctly, you will have a door that's going to withstand the elements and stand up and look like a good solid wood door for many, many years to come. They sound good, they look good, and they are really, and they're the high end of the exterior door industry this day and age, is fiberglass doors. You can really spend, of course, a lot. You can spend a lot of money on getting oak doors or double, you know, cypress doors or something like that. You can probably spend a lot more money than you would on fiberglass. But there's also a lot more care involved in a solid wooden door, whether it be any kind of specialty wood whatsoever. It's going to need some attention annually and need refinishing at least every other year, every third year. So if you are going to use wooden doors and you've decided that, don't care, I'm going to have wooden doors, then it's recommended by not only me, but also by anybody that's involved in that industry, instead of staining that wooden door, paint it with a high-quality paint. First, of course, seal it with a high-bonding primer, and then paint it with a good-quality exterior paint. And I mean, it will last so much longer than if you stain it. But you don't have that problem when you step into a fiberglass door. Fiberglass doors are much better. And I think anybody that's ever had one will tell you fiberglass is a good door. It really is. And that's my recommendation on that. I hope that helps you some. All right. Got a text in from my friend Rhett. I sent in a picture of some rejuvenating oil. Well, that's good stuff, rejuvenating oil. There's a number of brands out there. Formbeast makes one. This is Watco rejuvenating oil. And what it does is it like rubs on wood and gives wood back a patina and a look that you can't get otherwise. It's a great, great product, and it works very, very well. Penetrating oil works so well in making wood just last longer because it gives wood. Wood tends to want to dry out. And when it does dry out, what's the best thing to put on it? Penetrating oil. or rejuvenating oil, if you will. Rejuvenating oil. It works very, very well and works towards making that the door that it should be, or the wood that it should be. And it really works extremely well. Thanks, Rhett. Appreciate it. All right. We were talking about doors a minute ago. While we're finishing up on doors, let's talk a little bit about what can be in and around a door. If you put glass opening above the door, it's called a transom. And transoms are available in many different types. They're available in half circle or an eyebrow transom. An eyebrow transom is where it has like short little straight legs, and then it goes over to an arch. In other words, it'll have like 6 or 8 inch legs on the straight up and down going up it, and then it'll start curving a short curve at top. That's called an eyebrow transom. And of course, you can get a half circle, an eyebrow, and you can get a rectangular transom, which is probably more practical because it's going to be easier to trim out and easier to do everything with and easier to deal with in the future than a circular transom top. Now, the glass on the sides of the door or the panels on the sides of the door are called side lights. Some doors have two side lights. Some doors have one side light. Some doors don't have side lights. And they're just an add-on to the door to make the door look more elegant, if you will. So side lights really, when you get to a door that has two side lights and a transom on top that's got like an eyebrow transom on top, you're talking about a pretty expensive unit. And if it's not ordered correctly, if you don't get the correct amount of a correct type of jam or the correct type of door, and it isn't covered far enough back into your porch and it's going to get the weather, it's going to have some problems with decay and coming apart. And you need to take care of that as best you can. And the best way to do that is, hey, step up to a better jam, step up to a better quality jam, step up to a better quality finish. That's exterior doors. There it is. They take more abuse than, I'm going to say that. than Lance does.
Than Donald Trump.
Really. I don't know if anybody takes more abuse than Donald Trump.
I don't think anyone.
But you know what? He takes it in stride. It's like better than anybody I know. Doesn't bother him a bit.
Well, he's gotten to that point, it seems. He's just kind of like, all right, just gonna water off a duck's back. Heard it all before.
Don't care about what you got to say. All right. Well, at any rate, tell you about Rebel Ace Hardware. Man, you want to talk about a good hardware store. I've been to Rebel Ace, I think, twice this week looking for different parts. But because you can always find what you want at Rebel Ace Hardware. And I naturally went in there looking for some parts, and they had what I wanted exactly and what I needed. Matter of fact, I am going to clean a house this afternoon, and I did go to buy at Rebel Ace. I wanted to buy my bottle of Joe Max cleaner fluid. With the Joe Max bleach and a garden sprayer and a hose, you can do a cleaning a house better than pressure washing it, believe me. But Rebel Ace Hardware, they have everything you'll ever need. Many, many, many stores in the central Mississippi area. And their Pearl store, right next to it, is their Power Equipment Center. Incredible Power Equipment Center, I mean. They really can do some incredible stuff in their Power Equipment Center. They not only can they tune up your stuff for the upcoming season, but you can also buy brand new mowers, zero turn mowers, whatever you want. And as far as garden yard care, they have it. Go see my friends at Rebel Ace Hardware. You won't be sorry. They're good guys. They're good people. Rebel Ace Hardware. Go see them. You'll be happy you did. Yeah, they know what's going on. And they've got, and believe me, they've got the stuff.
Well, I can say one of the stories one of our guests this week shared that Rebel Ace donates to Lock Ward the garbage bags that he's using to pick up all the junk all over the roads in Jackson. And so that's just one of those little things that, you know, we don't hear about a lot, but that's a huge asset to give somebody the good garbage bag so they can go clean up Jackson.
Yeah.
And Locke mentioned that the other day, and I wanted to take a second today to say thank you. That's great, Mr. Brooks. Y'all do a great job. Thank you for being part of this community and doing, you know, everything you do is impeccable.
And well, that's something Revelace has really always done, has been part of the community in which they are involved in, and they care so much about that. And I think that's a good example for any business to look at, to be a part of the community that which you're involved in. Because
it can take a lot. Little things add up to big things.
Little things mean so much to so many people, like those bags. I mean, everybody that's carrying one of those bags, I'm sure when he goes looking for some hardware or she goes looking for some hardware, where are they going to go?
And that's the thing. Without that kind of help, you know, that's something they can do that is extremely helpful to cleaning up. And
right.
You do your little part, makes a big difference.
Makes a bit.
Especially when everybody's doing that.
And they've been doing that for years and years.
It's just a great example to set, though. And I did want to say thank you because it makes a huge difference. And it's something that they don't go out and put billboards up and look at what we're doing. They just do it because they're good folks.
But you go to any kind of football or baseball or youth center, and there'll be a Revelace shirt. This team's sponsored by Revelace Hardware.
It doesn't go a week on the air where I don't hear something, whether through the text line or somebody is bragging on Revelace Hardware.
I appreciate
I love being able to, you know,
pass it on.
Pass it along.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you mentioning that, Lance. That's great. That's wonderful stuff. A good story, too. It really is. All right. Enough about them already. Well, no, I might want to talk about them the rest of the day. Who knows? It's hard to say. I talk about this a lot, about taking the landscaping of your house and not having it touch your foundation, not having it touch your siding, but have a margin between your landscape and your house that should be about 8 to 12 inches wide, and it could be a ditch that should be filled with pea gravel or a little stone or something, and it'll make a barrier around your house. Not only will it help keep insects out, but it'll help keep drainage down. It works so very well. A perimeter of 8 to 12 inches around any area of your house that has landscaping going up to it. Landscaping, grass, or gardening should never touch a foundation, should never go up to a foundation, because in gardening, we want to put kind of some sort of mulch in there, and always in that mulch is going to be, anytime we change mulch, we have to be concerned about what's going to happen with the insects. Do we have a problem with that? We may. So we need to take care of that as well. But that margin around the house helps a great deal. You don't see it a lot when you walk around, but the people that have it are tickled. They're so happy they have a deal like that going on. Can help protect their home so very much. Helps them a lot in making it all that it should be. So check it out. Go around your house, maybe Nick. Well, let's see if you're brave enough to get out there today and check it out. I am. I'm going to get out there today and check it out, find out what's going on. And yeah, that's right. All right. Exterior siding, wood siding, is getting used less and less, and people are using more and more of a synthetic type siding, or like fiber cement siding, hardy plank, or smart siding, or some kind of siding that won't decay in the weather. I remember one time I reverse board and batten, I was putting on a house, and the person who owned the house said, "I don't want that decayed. I want that pressure treated." And I said, "Yeah, if we can get 5/8 reverse board and batten pressure treated, but every sheet's going to weigh more than a truck." That's what they did. We put it on the entire house, pressure treated, reverse board and batten all the way around the house. And sure, I'm sure it was a good thing, but boy, it was tough to install. And it's easier today to use a synthetic product like a fiber cement board, which they do make in a sheet pattern. They also make in a siding pattern. They make it in all sorts of patterns. So hardy plank is really good stuff, or fiber cement board is really good stuff. So is smart siding, by the way. Smart siding is a very good product and should not be afraid to be used elsewhere. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more from the Build Mississippi Studios. And don't you go away, buddy. Slow it on Super Talk.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Celebrate Black History Month with Grammy Museum Mississippi this February 2025. Enjoy special film screenings, free museum admission on every Sunday, and Saturday, February 15th. A big thank you to our sponsors, the Nissan Foundation, Visit Mississippi, and Mississippi Arts Commission. For more details about our full programming schedule and current exhibits, visit GrammyMuseums.org.
Sometimes I struggle.
Amazing stuff. All right, who's that?
Well, that is Cooper, Stills, and Nash.
Wow.
The old superset. Or super session, I think is how they call it. But there's some amazing songs on that. They're all going to be, most of them are instrumental.
Yeah.
But you do have a few lyrical ones on there. But the Cooper with a K, Al Cooper.
Right.
And then the Stills and Nash we know of.
Right. Wow.
Great. Go look at that one. That's
I've never looked it up.
Cooper, Stills, and Nash Super Session.
I'll check it out.
I remember a friend of mine, David Howie, turned me on to it like 20 years ago. I turned that thing on. He goes, have you ever heard it? And we were listening to it somehow or another. And he goes, yeah, you know who these guys are? I'm like, I know. What did you say there? Alice Cooper? No, not Alice Cooper. Al Cooper. And then Stills and Nash. And I turned it on, and I was like, oh, my goodness, what is this?
I mean,
an addiction problem ever since then with that album.
It's got to be mostly playing Cooper playing guitar.
Oh, he's something, too.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen Stills is a pretty good guitar player, but it doesn't compare to, like, Cooper.
No. I mean, it's so much slide in there. And some interesting, the Season of the Witch and some other songs that are just really, really good.
Man, I'm going to
you got, you'll be blown away, buddy.
Check it out.
I tried to play some of that stuff. I'm like, I can't do this, but I can sure listen to it.
All right. Let's see. Mike from Boonville wanted to know if Atlas Foundation Repair works in Northeast Mississippi. And the answer to that question is yes. You call Tony at 800-256-1010, and he'll be happy to look at your foundation in Northeast Mississippi. So you can send him pictures, or you can talk to him on the phone, or he'll be happy to come out there and take a look. So to answer your question, he works the entire state of Mississippi anywhere.
And he's not going to mess your yard up, whether you're in North Mississippi or in South Mississippi,
he
or
care.
East or West.
And he also realizes that in North Mississippi and in Central Mississippi and in South Mississippi and in every part of Mississippi, the soil's different. And it can be different not only where your house is, but the house next door. Sometimes the soil's different. But Tony knows all that stuff, and he can figure all that out. So
I think when the roads were built down here in Central Mississippi, they just found the Yazoo clay.
So yeah.
Let's find that stuff and build a road on it.
Yeah.
Nah, that wasn't a good idea. Yeah. Dig that stuff out.
Road disappears after a while.
It goes away.
What
happened to our road?
What road?
Yeah, he does. He's an expert in the soils.
Yeah, that's what he knows so much about is the soils, and that's why he
and bridge builder depth.
That's why he can do such a good job is he goes down and makes sure that it's secured at bridge builder depth, which is solid ground. All right. Well, why I had to go to Rebel was I had to buy parts for my toilet, which actually started breaking down this week. Has been for a while, not acting properly. And all I really had to do was change the fill valve on my toilet. Now, the fill valve is the water comes out of the wall from a shutoff into a pipe, and the pipe goes up into your toilet and into a fill valve. And that fill valve is held in place quite simply by a nut. It holds it to the porcelain of the toilet tank. And the fill valve, of course, controls the shutoff of the water when it's flushed properly, when it raises, whether it's a bowl that actually rises up or it's attached to the fill valve itself. The newer ones have the float attached to the fill valve itself. But changing it out really wasn't all that difficult, and it isn't that difficult of a problem to do, and it didn't take very long. But it is a little bit of a challenge to get back under there and work behind the toilet and not mess anything up. And it really can be quite messy. But once I got it installed and followed the directions and got everything just as it should be, then when you tighten up the fill valve to the bottom of the toilet, the directions say, not only do they say this, but they highlight it. Only go finger tight on the device, because tighter than that is not good. And I did just finger tight, and I had no leaks, no drips. I changed everything. I changed the shutoff because I had a problem with the shutoff. And in order to change the shutoff, which was probably 25 years old, I had to go out and shut off the main water so that when I did shut off, take the shutoff off, I would not have water pouring in the house. So I changed the shutoff. I bought a new supply line, and I put in my fill valve, hooked it to the fill valve, and solved all my toilet problems. They've all gone away, and they're no longer going to be toilet problems. And that's kind of what you kind of need to do. You need to keep up with the things that are going wrong with your house, because if you don't, it does not take long for them to get beyond your ability to have too many of them to do. And believe me, they can pile up really quickly. So, yeah, on any time that you get a chance to do a project around the house, do it. Get after it and get it done. You'll be happy you did. And again, you'll have accomplished something that particular day in making your house a better place to be, which we always try to do. We always try to do. All right. Build Mississippi. I haven't spent much time talking about Build Mississippi today, but they're a great organization that cares more about training people for a future to work in Mississippi and to make a very handsome living and have a very good job and placement in the state of Mississippi. Build Mississippi is a great, great organization. They have training facilities in a couple places throughout the state. One's right here in Pearl. Amazing training facilities. So it'll teach you how to weld. That's right. They can teach you welding. They can teach you how to work on electrical components, whether it be like telephone poles or working up like electricians do with some very high voltage wiring. And they really have a short-term program that can train you very quickly on how to work on HVAC units, do all this. Build Mississippi cares about building the state up to make the workforce ready for the expansion that's going to take place in the state to make everybody able to go to work and have a great paying job and have a great future. And I think we're headed in the right direction. I think that's going to happen. Build Mississippi is a part of that, and I'm proud to have the sponsors of this Andy Mann Show. They do a great job, and we are going to get more and more involved with them, and I think we're going to start having some of their instructors who have gone through their classes and now own businesses and are very successful in the industry, are going to start being our guests from time to time on the air here. And we'll talk a lot about their situation going through Build Mississippi, learning how to do a trade, getting in that trade and all of a sudden building up and building up and becoming owners of a business, and before long being a very successful businessman in this, or businesswoman in this. I don't mean to say man. Lance made me say man. I didn't mean that. that makes sure you're very successful in what you do, because that'll train you properly. Build Mississippi. All right. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick at the Build Mississippi Studios, and we do it each and every Saturday from 10 to 12. Make sure you pick us up on all the outlets that we're available on. You can pick us up 24/7. Watch the Handyman Show. Listen to the Handyman Show any day, any hour of the day or night on all of the platforms that are out there on social media. Good talking to you this week. Talk to you next week. See you next Saturday. Buddy Slowick.
Way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one-stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm. Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi, and watch the show live on C Spire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.